Welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at global patterns in excess body weight and the associated cancer burden, and finally, a story about touch and pain modulation in infants. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 657. Recorded December 21st, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email, or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The prevalence of excess body weight and the associated cancer burden have been rising over the past several decades globally. Between 1975 and 2016, the prevalence of excess body weight in adults, defined by their body mass index, that's BMI, increased from nearly 21% in men and 24% in women to approximately 40% in both sexes. Notably, the prevalence of obesity, again defined by BMI, quadrupled in men from 3% to 12% and more than doubled in women from 7% to 16%. Given the pandemic proportion of excess body weight in high-income countries and the increasing prevalence in low- and middle-income countries, the global cancer burden attributable to this condition is likely to increase in the future. There is emerging consensus on opportunities for obesity control through the multi-sectoral coordinated implementation of core policy actions to promote an environment conducive to a healthy diet and active living. The rapid increase in both the prevalence of excess body weight and the associated cancer burden highlights the need for a rejuvenated focus on identifying, implementing, and evaluating interventions to prevent and control excess body weight. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for details. A study in the journal Current Biology looked at the connection between touch and pain modulation. Noxious evoked brain activity in infants is similar to that observed when adults experience pain, providing an objective method of assessing pain-relieving interventions. A subclass of C-fiber sensory neurons found in hairy skin are activated by gentle touch and respond optimally to stroking, serving a protective function by promoting affiliative behaviors. In adult humans, stimulation of the C-tactile afferents is pleasant and can reduce pain perception. Touch-based techniques, such as infant massage and kangaroo care, are designed to comfort infants during procedures, and a modest reduction in pain-related behavioral and physiological responses has been observed in some studies. In this study, the authors investigated whether touch can reduce noxious evoked brain activity. It was demonstrated that stroking prior to an experimental noxious stimulus or clinical heel lance can attenuate noxious evoked brain activity in infants. C-tactile, that CT fibers, may represent a biological target for non-pharmacological interventions that modulate pain in early life. surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Albert Schweitzer. At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, wishing everybody a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.